Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, when are you ever coming home? Sweet Rachel Ann, we've waited here through many seasons now. We've waited here, but you have not returned. When you left, you promised us that you'd return someday. We miss you and our love for you still burns. Our little girl who longed to see the world beyond these hills. Sweet Rachel Ann, you felt you had to go. The autumn wind again has blown the last leaves from the trees, making room for winter's ice and snow. Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, oh how we miss you since you've gone. Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, when are you ever coming?
Spring has kissed the earth again. Wait, what's that I see? Is it someone running up the path?
Oh, wait a minute, could it be Rachel? Is that you? Sweet Rachel Ann, have you come home last?
Rachel, I hardly recognize you now. You look so tired and thin. Sweet Rachel Ann, you're different than before.
And that world that lies beyond these hills, well, it's hurt you, Rachel Ann. But now you're home and nothing's gonna ever hurt you, not anymore.
Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, our love will make you good as new again. Sweet Rachel Ann, sweet Rachel Ann, you have come home, sweet Rachel Ann, Rachel Ann.
Well, that's a real pretty one there from Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Sweet Rachel Ann. That comes from an album of theirs from back in the 70s. The album was called We Found It. For those of you who might be big Porter and Dolly fans, that's a pretty one. Let's get one on now for Roberta Chappell. And she wanted to hear something by Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. This one actually features Wilma Lee. And it's one called X Marks the Spot.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers line up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? Is it when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? I never did fit in too well with folks you knew, and it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do, and you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? Is it when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day, that you're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. Oh, and the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? Sit when the new words off of your crystal chandelier. Sit when the new words off of your crystal chandelier.
Country Charlie Pride there, and the crystal chandelier, and send that one out to Dan and Lou Ann Kamick right here in Louisville, as well as David in Austin, Texas. They're all big Charlie Pride fans and wanted to hear that song. Well, unfortunately, country music has lost some really fine artists over the, well, since we've done the last Listener's Choice. Buck Owens passed away, as did Bonnie Owens. And we also, of course, lost Billy Walker and his wife and a couple of band members in a tragic van accident just a few weeks ago. We're going to feature a song by a couple of those people now on the Listener's Choice. We're going to start out with one from Buck Owens, and this is something kind of special by Buck. I hope you might enjoy this one. This dates back probably to the early 50s. As far as I know, it comes from Buck's first album. It was one of those albums that had Buck Owens on one side, and certainly not the Buckaroos. This is not a band you'll be familiar with. Doesn't even really sound a lot like Buck. He was awfully young at that point. But it comes from an album that features Buck on one side and another completely different band and person. I think her name was Virginia Reel. I'm not sure about that. On the other side. The song I'm going to play is You're For Me, or as he sings it on this version, You're For Me. He later released it on one of his more modern Capitol albums, but enjoy this one from Buck Owens and see what he was like back when he was just really young and getting started.
When I saw you walking the avenue, then I knew that you're for me. I knew by the twist you must hit my list. Your lips I must kiss, 'cause you're for me. Well, Well, don't say no, 'cause you can know I love you so. Oh, you're for me. Come on, baby, and don't say maybe. Can't you see that you're for me? Stars that shine above fill my cup of love when you're walking by my side. You are just the pill that can fill the bill. So let's make the deal, 'cause you're for me. Well, don't say no, 'cause you can't know I love you so. You're for me. I knew by the swing you would wear my wedding ring, and now we'll have some little things, 'cause you're for me.
The Chisholm Trail, it was midnight. Carmelo was strong on his mind because of the life he had chosen. Carmela had left him behind. Too long he'd been El Bandito. Carmela had left him alone. But today someone brought a message. She'd been seen in old San Antonio. Cross the Brazos at Waco. Ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. He glanced back over his shoulder. The posse was nowhere in sight. He'd sent for Carmela to meet him on the banks of the Brazos tonight. She was waiting and he kept the promise he had made such a long time ago. As he dropped the guns that she hated in the muddy Brazos below. Cross the Brazos at Waco. In Waco, I'll walk straight in old San Antonio. Then the night came alive with gunfire. He knew that at last he'd been found. As the Ranger's badge showed brightly, El Bandito lay on the ground. Carmela knew he was dying, that all of her dreams were in vain. As she kissed his lips for the last time, she heard him whisper again. Cross the Brazos at Waco, ride hard and I'll make it by dawn. Cross the Brazos at Waco, I'm safe when I reach San Antonio. I'm safe when I reach San Antonio.
Well, most singers, or a lot of them anyway, begin to lose it a little bit voice-wise and range-wise and everything as they get up older. That guy did not. That's the great Billy Walker. And Billy Walker was up about 75 years old and still on the Grand Ole Opry most every week and could literally sing as well as he ever could. And just really never lost that really nice, smooth voice that he had and was just great. And we're sorry to lose all three of the country singers that we just recently lost, and Buck Owens and Billy Walker and, of course, Bonnie Owens as well, who was at one point an ex-wife of Buck Owens and went on to marry and work with the great Merle Haggard for a number of years and did some writing and backup harmony singing and that sort of thing with him. Sorry to have lost all of those fine people. Hope you enjoyed those cuts from Billy and Buck Owens there. Well, we'll modernize it a little bit now and pick up one from Michael Johnson called I Will Whisper Your Name.
Tonight I am thankful, 'cause tomorrow begins a lifetime together, and two hearts will win. I have loved you as surely as love has no shame. For as long as you're listening, I'll whisper your name. I will whisper your name when you're wounded and caught, or when love beats so loudly whisper is lost. And if I made the rules, and if time was the game, I would promise forever to whisper your name. Well, if you strike a match and set the whole world aflame, up the oceans and still prayed for rain, when they cry for the guilty, I'll take the blame. And when no one is listening, I'll whisper your name. I will whisper your name when you're wounded and caught, so loudly a whisper is lost. And if I made the rules, and if time was the game, I would promise forever to whisper your name.
You'll never know how much I'd give. could only win your love. Oh, how can I ever say how I crave your love when you're gone away? Oh, how can I ever show how I burn inside when you hold me tight? If I could only win your love, I'd give my all to make it live. You'll never know how much I'd give if I could only win your love.
Well, you heard that back in the 70s, no doubt, by Emmylou Harris. And she made it famous at that point. If I Could Only Win Your Love. What you just heard right then, however, was the recording that originally made it famous. Charlie and Ira, the Louvin Brothers. And hope you enjoyed that. We get a lot of requests for the Louvin Brothers here. Let's send one out to Lady Bear now in Missouri, and one called Dance Little Jean from the Dirt Band.
I played a wedding for the money, and I wished I could have told the bride and groom just what I think of marriage and what's in store after their honeymoon. And I was grumbling to the dancers about how men and women ought to live apart, and how a promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly, from out of nowhere, a little girl came dancing across the floor, and all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico that she wore. And oh, what a joy fell on the honored guests as each one of them was drawn into her dream. And they laughed, stamped, clapped their hands, and hollered at her, "Dance, little Jean." And they said, "Dance, little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered. Today your mama's marrying your dad." Well, my cynical heart just melted, 'cause I figured what this get-together meant. How it ended years of tears and sad confusion that the little girl had spent. And they told the band to pack it up by the time the couple cut the cake. But we played as long as they stayed for love and laughs, a little Jeannie's sake. And we played, "Dance, little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered. Today your mama's marrying your dad. It was answered today, your mama's marrying your dad."
kissing you. Wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. Wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too. I pray every night to the good Lord above to send back to me the one I really love. Wondering, wondering who's kissing you. Wondering, wondering if you're wondering too. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I keep wondering, yes, wondering if you're wondering too.
Well, there's one of my favorites now, Webb Pierce, from a few years ago, quite a few years ago, as a matter of fact, back in the 50s, and Wondering, Wondering. Webb Pierce, of course, was big on the Louisiana Hayride, and supposedly had more number one hits than anyone in the country music field in the 50s, in the decade of the 50s, and that was certainly one of them right there. Well, let's play one right now for the Burkharts, and this is Reba McEntire and one of her early Mercury recordings.
I've been to Colorado where the mountains touch the sky, and I've done other things in life to lift my spirits high. But nothing that I've ever tried to do has taken me as high as loving you. 'Cause you lift me up, 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 up to heaven when you gently lay me down. You lift me.
This is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind. You heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here almost all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like?
They said what? That I was crying.
I haven't shared that I spoke your name.
Well, that's insane.
I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. Lord, I bet somebody lied. But if they were true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight? Soul heart heal.
Well, don't worry, it wasn't me,
just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. So forget the tears,
I never cry.
Lord, I bet somebody lied.
Well, Louise Flanagan wanted to hear something from Ricky Van Chelda, and there's a good one, I think, anyway. Somebody Lied from the 80s, I guess. Late 80s? Early 90s? Late 80s, I believe. Ricky Van Chelda there. Well, how many of you remember the comedian, and I think he was a bass player, he was a musician in some form, and I think he may have played bass, on the old Porter Wagner television show, a guy named Speck Rose, and it was a pretty musical family, really. Speck had a brother named Dusty, who was also a musician, and he also had a couple of nieces. These girls were sisters, and their names were Sandy and Donna, and they call themselves the Lonesome Rhodes. And as far as I know, they only put out one album. They sang really nice harmony, kind of a folksy type sound. And I thought we'd pull one out. And I need to thank Joyce Webb, too, Georgia, for sending us this album. She sent it to us so we'd convert it on CD, and we did. And we're going to play one for you from this album right now. The Lonesome Rhodes and You Can't Grow Peaches on a Cherry Tree. Do-do-do-do.
I have tried to make you love me. I've done everything your way. And I'm crying for the word you'll never say. You think love is an illusion that must end in sad conclusion. If that's what you feel, that's just how it will be. I'll regret I said goodbye. I'll remember cherry kisses and I'll cry. But I can't go on pretending that our love is never ending. For you can't be loved unless you want to be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree. For someday I'll find a new love, but for you there can't be no love. For you can't be loved unless you want to be. And I can't grow peaches on a cherry tree.
Sandy and Donna, they're the Lonesome Rhodes and Can't Grow Peaches on a Cherry Tree. Those girls sang with David and Sugar and were a part of that group after that. This album we just featured was back in the 70s, and David and Sugar, of course, back in the late 70s, early 80s, and they sang with him as a part of Dave and Sugar. And don't know what happened to them from there. Haven't heard from either one of them in a long time. Nice song, the Lonesome Rhodes. Well, that's going to just about do it, folks, for this edition of The Listener's Choice. Keep those requests coming in. We need them to make this thing go. We're going to close this edition out with a cut from Luke the Drifter. As most of you know, Luke the Drifter was the name chosen by Hank Williams, name that he used when he recorded recitations, and he did several. I don't know exactly how many. I have a CD that contains, 20-some-odd, I guess. And this is one, had a listener call me, it's been some time ago now, and say, hey, what issue was Be Careful of Stones That You Throw on? And I said, I don't know, but I'll check and see, because I thought it was on one, too. And I never did find it, so apparently we never did cover that here on The Listener's Choice, so we're about to right now. Everybody have a great summer. And we will see you a little later this summer in August. And here's Luke the Drifter.
A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw.
A neighbor was passing my garden one time. She stopped and I knew right away that it was gossip, not flowers, she had on her mind. And this is what I heard my neighbor say: that girl down the street should be run from my midst. She drinks and she talks quite a lot. She knows not to speak to my child or to me. My neighbor then smiled and I thought, a tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. A car speeded by and the screaming of brakes, a sound that made my blood chill. For my neighbor's one child had been pulled from the path and saved by a girl lying still. The child was unhurt and my neighbor cried out, oh, who was that brave girl so sweet? I covered the crushed, broken body and said, the bad girl who lives down the street. A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of distrust it will sow. But unless you've made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw.